The child took that moment to look up at the watchers above him. He was a sturdy figure with a direct gaze that focused intently from beneath a black cap of caracul hair. The yellow sunlight of early spring cast a small shadow at his feet. His skin was darkly tanned, but a slight movement of his body shifted his blue single suit, revealing pale skin at the left shoulder.
"Not only are these goalers costly, but they are supremely dangerous to us," Shuang Yu said.
Her voice came out flat and emotionless, all the more powerful because of that. It was the voice of a Reverend Mother instructor, speaking down to an acolyte, and it emphasized for Lucilla that Shuang Yu was one of those who protested openly against the Gola project. Terraza had warned, "She will try to win you over."
11 failures are enough," Shuang Yu said.
Lucilla glanced at Shuang Yu's wrinkled features, thinking suddenly, "Someday I may be old and wizened too, and perhaps I will be a power in the Bene Gesserit as well." Shuang Yu was a small woman, with many age marks earned in the sisterhood's affairs. Lucilla knew from her own assignment studies that Shuang Yu's conventional black robe concealed a skinny figure that few other than her acolyte dressers and the males bred to her had ever seen. Shuang Yu's mouth was wide, the lower lip constricted by the age lines that fanned into a jutting chin. Her manner tended to a curt abruptness that the uninitiated often interpreted as anger. The commander of the Gamu Keep was one who kept herself to herself more than most reverend mothers. Once more, Lucilla wished she knew the entire scope of the Gola project. Terraza had drawn the dividing line clearly enough, though. "Shuang Yu is not to be trusted where the safety of the Gola is concerned."
"We think that Leilaxu themselves killed most of the previous 11, Shuang Yu said. "That in itself should tell us something."
Matching Shuang Yu's manner, Lucilla adopted a quiet attitude of almost emotionless waiting. Her manner said,
"I may be much younger than you, Shuang Yu, but I too am a full reverend mother."
She could feel Shuang Yu's gaze. Shuang Yu had seen the hollows of this Lucilla, but the woman in the flesh was more disconcerting. An imprinter of the best training, no doubt of it. Blue in blue eyes, uncorrected by any lens, gave Lucilla a piercing expression that went with her long, oval face. With the hood of her black abba robe thrown back as it was now, brown hair was revealed, drawn into a tight barrette and then cascading down her back. Not even the stiffest robe could completely hide Lucilla's ample breasts. She was from a genetic line famous for its motherly nature, and she already had borne 3 children for the sisterhood, 2 to the same sire. Yes. A brown-haired charmer, with full breasts and a motherly disposition.
"You say very little," Shuang Yu said. "This tells me that Terraza has warned you against me."
"Do you have reason to believe assassins will try to kill this 12th Gola?" Lucilla asked.
"They have already tried."
Strange how the word heresy came to mind when thinking of Shuang Yu, Lucilla thought. Could there be heresy among the Reverend Mothers? The religious overtones of the world seemed out of place in a Bene Gesserit context. How could there be heretical movements among people who held a profoundly manipulative attitude toward all things religious? Lucilla shifted her attention down to the Gola, who took this moment to perform a series of cartwheels that brought him around full circle until he once more stood looking up at the 2 observers on the parapet.
"How prettily he performs," Shuang Yu sneered.
The old voice did not completely mask an underlying violence. Lucilla glanced at Shuang Yu.
Heresy,